Well, happy Tuesday. We got a wonderful speaker, wonderful teacher with us today. Mabel, come on. We love you. Share the word of God with us. Yeah. Share this word with us.
And you're recording. Good afternoon. It is a pleasure to stand before you today. So, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this gathering, Lord. And we just ask that you, the Holy Spirit, just to be in the midst of it, Lord. Teach us this afternoon. Give us something to take away. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So the first thing is I want to recap from what Pastor Festus talked about. The love that Pastor Festus talked about is so important in the kingdom of God. And we want to be filled with love and we want to overflow. So just a recap. Pastor Festus talked about love will give you a place in life. Love is God. Love is God's secret place. Love is living. Living is love. Love holds everything together. Love is peace. Love is our security. He who abides in love is protected. Love will heal. Your portion is in God's love. Love is not selfish. Let love rule your heart. Motivate behind everything in love. Let your motivation be in love behind everything. Everything, every situation. We are here to learn love. Provoke one another in love, to love. Let love be your guide. Be enlarged. Think love. Without love, you are blind. Amen. Amen. Pastor Festus, he fed us. He fed us good. And I just thank the Lord for him coming and just refreshing us. Yes. So with that said, my topic is the kingdom. And just going over this recap with what Pastor Festus talked about, the love. In the kingdom, we need love. We need love and more love. We need the agape love. So here in this place, in this congregation, in this building, we have love. And we want to overflow because the Lord has said that we will have an overflow in this building. Yes. He said that we will have people standing out, coming in for prayer, healing. Yes. So we want that love to overflow because we don't want, we are ready now. We are ready now. And when they come in, they're not going to look like us. All of them not going to look like us. They're not going to dress like us. They're not going to smell like us. So we need that love. Yes. So when they come in, we can embrace them with God's love. Nothing that we can do on our own, but God's love. Amen? Amen. So I am waiting. I am waiting to see because I want to be a part of it. If I have to sit in the parking lot and they can have my seat, I want to see the house feel. Yes. Amen. Amen. So I gave the fill-in that I gave you. We'll do that at the end, if it's okay. Okay. God has given all of us different assignments in the kingdom. We need the love in our heart to accomplish the work of the kingdom. We never want to miss an opportunity or an assignment because of our emotions or being conformed to the way that the world think or thoughts that we have. So we are to examine ourselves. We are to examine ourselves as the Bible have instructed us, so we would not fall into the traps of the enemy. Amen. Amen. So hold on, bear with me. The kingdom of God is the realm where God reigns as king. And God's authority is supreme. The kingdom exists here and now in our lives and in our heart, in the hearts of God's people. The kingdom is spiritual. The kingdom of God is something that people will not be able to point out or say, there it is, it's over there, let's go over here. So when Jesus came in the world, the kingdom was not in the world. He came and the kingdom, he was king and he came. And when he came, the Pharisees and the people, they did not know that he was king. And when they found out, they thought that he would come with rules, and they thought that he would come with doing healing and that type thing. So the Pharisees, they were waiting to see how Jesus would react. But Jesus, when he came, he was humble. He didn't come boasting. He came humble, and he came teaching the word of God. So excuse me, I got one of my sheets missing. Okay. The kingdom of God did not come in observation. Okay. The world, when a baby is born, it's born natural birth. Okay. So the baby is in the mother's womb, and the umbilical cord is connected to the mother. So that gives the baby life. Okay, that's where they get, where the baby's getting his nutrients and protein, everything that he needs to live. So when the baby is born, the umbilical cord is cut, and the baby is separated from the mother. Just bear with me. We'll get somewhere in a few minutes. So the umbilical cord is cut, so the baby is separated. Okay. It's separated because the baby will live independent one day. The baby will, you know, as it grows, it will begin to eat on its own. It'll get to be an adult and go out in the real world and have the life that they want to live, live like they want to. Not so with God. When we are the spiritual birth, when we are born again, we receive the Holy Spirit from the Father. And the Father doesn't want us to be disconnected. He wants us to stay with him. He wants us to read his word. He wants to teach us how to live in this world, because this world is not our home. We are kingdom. So he wants us to stay connected. He desires to continue to feed us. Some of us have milk. Some of us need food. Some of us need meat. So as we grow in his word, he feeds us, and we grow, and then we're able to disciple other people. So he wants us to stay connected. He doesn't want us to be disconnected from him. The Lord is always trying to get us to stay connected to him. He would never separate from us, but we'll separate from him. Yes. So if nothing else, when we are witnessing and we win souls, we have the greater one in us, so we know how to speak to other people. We know how to tell them about Christ, about his love, because we need it. We all need it. So the umbilical cord from the Lord is never cut. In John 15, the Lord, he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. And without him, we cannot do anything. So we want to be in him, in his word, and he be in us, the Holy Spirit, so we can bear much fruit. Okay, he say, and if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done to you, for you. As the Father loves me, I also love you. Abide in my love. That's love again, that love. So, in John 3:3, we're talking about the new birth now. There was a man, he was a Pharisee, his name was Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. And Nicodemus wanted to know, how can a man be born again when he is an adult? And Jesus answered and told him, "Most surely I say unto you, unless you are born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So Nicodemus, he did not understand that. He was thinking that he had to go back in his mother's womb. But Jesus said, "Most surely I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." So it's a lot of people like Nicodemus, and they need to hear from us. They need to know that they have to be born again. They can't serve God and mammon. They can't live the life that the world live and live for God too. So we, a lot of times, people look at the way we, the church, live, how we walk, how we talk, and we are the only Bible that they see. So it's important we as kingdom people to stay connected to the Lord. Stay connected and live a life that's pleasing to him. We are not perfect. None of us are perfect. But we know how to go and ask the Lord if we sin. Let's say driving down the road, sometimes you lose your temper with the person in front of you or the one that tried to cut you off. But you ask the Lord to forgive you. We know how to do that. The world, they don't know that. They just think that they can do anything and everything. So we could, like our next door neighbor, they are watching us. You know, they're watching us to see what type of life we're living. So we have to live a life that's pleasing so we can be a witness for the Lord. And the time that we're living in now, people are, they're just so confused. They don't know who they are. They don't know what they're doing. They're just confused. And we don't know, when we walk out, we could walk out. Sometimes I just be walking and I might go to the grocery store and you just see people that they just in a daze because they're just thinking things are not going right and they don't know what to do. So sometimes it's just a hello because it's a lot of people who live by themselves. And the only people that they see is when they come out or go to the store. And sometimes they don't even have someone to say good morning or how are you doing today. So we as Christians, we have a different garment on. And it doesn't, sometimes all you have to do is just say hello and they'll open up to you. And when they open up to you, that gives you an opportunity to witness to them. Because we want to bring as many people into the kingdom as we can. Amen. 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 So we want to stay connected to our source. And our source is the Lord Jesus Christ. For by Colossians 1:16, it tells us, "For by him, which is God, All things were created that are in heaven and that are visible, that are in heaven and in earth, and that is visible and invisible. Matthew 6:10 tells us that your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So we are kingdom people. We have the greater ones, the greater one on the inside. So we are on earth. It's not our home, but we are here. So we are the kingdom. We are the kingdom here. And we are to walk and talk kingdom talk, not as the world talk. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. You know, we have circumstances, no matter what kind of circumstances we have. And we are not perfect. We mess up sometimes. We forget to pray, or we'll say something that we shouldn't say out of not in love. As Pastor Fester say, we step out of love and we'll say things. But we know how to go and ask the Lord to forgive us. Yes, and once we are forgiven, we have to forgive ourselves. That's very, very important. Forgive yourself, and then you can go on and do the work that the Lord has called you to do. We all have assignments, and everyone's assignment is different. That's where we go back to the love. We have to have the love. If we got the love in us, we'll know. Now people are confused and they don't know whether they're a girl or a boy. So we don't know who might come through that door and need to know the real truth. So we got to stay in love. We got to stay in the word, and we got to let them know, okay, this is the truth. This is the way. And this is life. Life is in Christ Jesus. I have a niece that live in New Jersey. So she know of the Lord, but she believe that it's more than one way that she can get to heaven. So I'm talking to her, and I'm telling her about Jesus, about Christ, and I said, it's not but one way. Oh, Aunt Mabel, it's more than one way. It's many ways. So I had to get myself together, you know. So I said, this day, I want you to remember this day, because I am praying, and I will be praying, that the Lord will show you the way, the true way. And I said, he will. I don't know how long it will take, but he will. And when he does, I want you to come back and tell me. Yes. So we just don't know who we might run across. Yes, because it's revival time, and we want as many in the house as we can. We want to take as many to heaven with us as we can. Amen. Especially our family. Yes, yes, and our neighbors. Yes. Okay. The Lord is the only way that can, that the Lord is who keep us. Before the foundation of the world, the Father had preordained and predestined every believer in Christ to inherit the same benefits as Christ in sonship in Christ. Ephesians 1:5, the scripture declares that now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of the glory with his exceedingly joy. Jude, the Father is the one who is able to keep us. Jude 24, the Father is the one that's able to keep us from falling. He is our eternal security. Yes. Galatians 2:20. This Paul is speaking, and he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God. So we live by faith. What we do is by faith. I am standing up here by faith because I believe that the Lord will put a word in my mouth to say. So I'm standing here by faith. So when Kimberly asked me to speak, I said yes, because never say no when you have a chance to say something about Jesus Christ. That's how I look at it. That's what I believe. Never say no. Somebody will be blessed by something that you say. So I was like, the Lord will be with me. So here I am. So because of what Christ did, we can stand and we can say, we can stand and we can, and we are, he is with us and he is in us. And he lives through us. Through our bodies, the Spirit has, his Spirit has regenerated us. We have been redeemed. We have a glorious future ahead of us. By faith, we believe this, and we continue to live out our lives in faith. Our relationship with God is greater than man can see. And the Lord loves us so much. He loves us. He knows every hair on our head. He knows our name. Yes. So we are blessed people. The kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and its dominion endureth throughout all generations. So we're going to go back and do the fill-ins. I think I have. The kingdom of God does not, the first one is, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Just as the kingdom was presented in the ministry of Jesus, it is present in the ministry of the church today. The King is among us. His spiritual power is the filling, is in us. How can a man be born again when he is old? Water and spirit. It's the new birth. You and I can have a real impact on the earth, no matter what our age, whether we're 50 or 90. We can still have an impact on the earth. We can have an impact in the neighborhood. We can have an impact in our families. Through the Holy Spirit, we have the greater one that lives on the inside of us. The same God that raised Jesus from the dead, the same Spirit lives in us. So we don't have to worry. We just let God have his way. He doesn't want us to worry. It's a sin to worry anyway. We can't do anything about it. I was sitting down, so I wrote out this paper. I like to write. I like to read and write. And sometimes I can't really put it together like in the order that it should be, but I write it anyway. So I wrote this out, and I want to read it. The name of it is I Know. There are times when it's not boasting to stand before others and say, I know. As a Christian, we know so many things. I know that my Redeemer lives. And I know that I have passed from death to life. Hallelujah. I know that God have offered me an occupation. He said to me, go ye into all the world. He told all us that, all of us that. Go ye into all the world. He has also said he would be with us. Wherever we go, he will be with us. Thank you, Jesus. I know that he has prepared a place for me. I'm supposed to have a job, and he has prepared me to do the job that he have given me. And that job is to speak his word. And that's for all of us. Yes, amen. And in order to do that, He said, study and show thyself approved, that you will be a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. Amen, amen. Yes. I know that I don't need to be afraid of being lonely. I know that I don't need to be afraid of sickness, poverty, because I know that I not nor death, because the Lord have prepared a place for me. He has a mansion, and I have a room in there, and you do too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he is waiting for me. Yes, he went ahead and prepared the place for us. Hallelujah. In all the no's, there is no room for doubt. No room for doubt in us. For I know whom I believe, and I know that he is faithful, and he will do what he said he was going to do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So with that, I'm going to end. But I just want to pray for Pastor Tim and Cece and anyone else who has any ailments, because the enemy is Jerry. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So we know that the Lord is a healer. And we know that we have an adversary, which is the enemy. And he comes and he want to bring doubt. But we're going to stand on the word of the Lord. And we believe that the Lord has already healed everyone. Everyone, that name that was called. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, our healer, our Savior, our Redeemer. And we thank you right now for Pastor Tim, Jerry, what's the other name? Cece and Star. We thank you for them, Lord. Lord, and we just send a word right now. We send a word of healing, Lord, a word of restoration, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're standing on your word. We know that you are our healer. We know that you know all things, Lord. Hallelujah. We believe it. We stand on it, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father. We ask that you would just touch him now. Touch him, Lord. Hallelujah. You sent your word and it healed him. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. We give you praise. We glorify you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Father. We thank you that you're going to raise them up. Hallelujah. And they'll have a testimony. Hallelujah. They will stand and testify of your goodness. Hallelujah. How faithful you are. Hallelujah. You are faithful, God. Hallelujah. You sent your word and it healed them. Yes, Lord. And we believe it. And we receive it. We just receive it for them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, and we pray. We pray for our nation. Lord, we know that you are in control. Lord, but we ask that, Lord, we just ask that you would just change the hearts of the people. Lord, change it. Change, give them a soft heart. Give them a heart of flesh, Father God, so that they will seek you, Father God, even in this election that's coming up, Father God, that they will know who to vote for, that we will vote for godly people, not because they are the same color that we are, Father, not because they are our next door neighbor, not because we know them, but because we have researched and we see that they are godly people. And we thank you, Lord, for the godly people that you are putting in the government. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we give you praise. Lord, and we lift up the river of life to you. And we thank you, Lord, for every soul that will be coming in here. Lord, prepare our hearts to receive and give the love, the agape love, to your people as they come. Lord, we know that you love all of us. You love all of us. It's a sin that you hate, Lord. So, Lord, every one of us belong to you, the saved as well as the unsaved. You love us, and we thank you for that love. We thank you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.